You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today, it's all about working together.
Well, what if we take this time to have a heartfelt discussion about what we're excited about in the new year?
Nope.
Because good things will happen if you just believe.
Most of the time, change is a good thing. I think that's what it's all about. Embracing change.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for host Jared Hall. And here's what to watch on Monday, September 5th. In honor of Labor Day, today we're highlighting some of our favorite workplace comedies that are currently streaming. But first, your entertainment headlines. John Williams gave audiences a sneak peek at the upcoming fifth Indiana Jones movie this weekend. Well, a sneak listen, at least. During his Maestro of the Movies concert at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles on Friday, the legendary composer unveiled Helena's Theme, a song he created for Phoebe Waller-Bridge's femme fatale character in the 2023 film. And for those worried about Williams' decision to perform the track 9 months ahead of its release, the musician revealed that he obtained full permission from the Harrison Ford-led movie's director, James Mangold, before premiering it in front of thousands of people. And The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power actor Ismael Cruz Cordova is speaking out about the racist remarks he was sent on social media after becoming the first person of color to be cast as an elf in the fantasy franchise. Cordova says that over the past 2 years, he has received a constant barrage of, quote, pure and vicious hate speech. I fought so hard for this role for this reason, he continues. I felt that I could carry that torch. I made sure that my elf was the most elven, the most incredible, because I knew this was coming. And finally, Jeremy Strong has broken his silence over his much-talked-about profile for The New Yorker, in which his intense approach to method acting was chronicled. The Emmy winner addressed the 2021 story in a new Vanity Fair interview, justifying his passionate work ethic, saying, quote, "It was something that, for me, felt like a pretty profound betrayal of trust. Ultimately, it said more about the person writing it and their perspective, which is valid perspective, than it did about who I am and what I'm about." For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com.
Number five.
Our first recommendation is Netflix's dramedy, The Chair, which stars Sandra Oh as the first woman of color to be named chair of the English department at her liberal arts college. The thing is, the department is struggling with enrollment, and thus funding, leaving her to feel like she's been handed a ticking time bomb. Jay Duplass plays her almost love interest, a lovable professor who finds himself getting canceled. Nana Mensa, Bob Balaban, and Holland Taylor round out the cast of misfit English professors in this hilarious and heartfelt half-hour series. Plus, it gives major Fall Academia vibes, perfect for heading into autumn.
Oh, there she is.
Our first lady chair.
Woman, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We're in dire crisis.
I wouldn't be surprised if the president asked for Bill's resignation.
Can he stay for dinner?
No.
No wonder. To marry you.
Are you too involved?
My defending Professor Dobson has nothing to do with my feelings for him, which are entirely platonic and professional.
Everybody knows she's in love with him.
You wearing makeup?
What? No.
It's pretty.
Don't you ever think about it?
When I see something, I wish I had shut up.
Professor Dobson? I just like him. He's smart and hot.
Don't take your jacket off.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just gonna say it. Get your shit together.
I like when you act like you're my boss.
I am your boss.
This has become a serious reputational matter.
Oh, God. Sorry, I thought you were naked. You should be running this place. Instead, you're running around playing nice. I feel like someone handed me a ticking time bomb because they wanted to make sure a woman was holding him when it explodes.
Nobody wants to come out and support you when you're a scandalous figure.
Your boy's toast.
Tell me what to do.
You're going to apologize.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, not to me, dumbass. I am the chair of the department. Let's f***ing shake this place up.
EW spoke with Sandra Oh for our Awardist podcast earlier this year about how the series tackles the messiness of motherhood, the importance of the humanities, and more. Let's take a listen.
I was talking to Amanda about, like, what is it that I teach? I told Amanda that I wanted to teach poetry. because I feel, of course, you know, the English department and poetry is very close to acting. Mm-hmm. It's very obviously, you know, playwriting, there's, you know, and but the poetry, why it was so important that June taught poetry was exactly in that Emily Dickinson poems. It's like, what is going on in the dashes? What is going on in between the words? What is going on between us in a very human way? And that's the investigation through literature and the connection and the human connection through literature. You know, I really love the, at the very end, you know, when basically Bill is on trial. And Bill and Jean connect in a way that I don't think they'll ever be separated, because their understanding and their love of literature is the same. Their belief in the purpose of literature and the, or you want to say the arts, the humanities is the same, which is basically to grow our consciousness, to connect to what it is to be human. And then within that, hopefully make this world a better place. I'm talking about very, very lofty things, but ultimately when we come down to it, I don't know what else there is.
Check out The Chair, streaming now on Netflix. Next on our list is Apple TV Plus's Loot, which stars Maya Rudolph as a billionaire divorcee on a soul search as she starts a new life as a philanthropist. Joel Kim Booster and Michaela J. Rodriguez joined the SNL alum in this breezy comedy that recently concluded its 10-episode first season. Let's get a little taste.
The past few months have been a dark time.
Molly, what are you doing in here?
Haley, in our bedroom?
I can explain.
Was she even born when we graduated college?
Actually, she was one.
Oh!
Molly?
I want a divorce. The
fame and the life is right. You never think stuff like this is gonna happen to you.
But I'm much better now.
Hello?
Molly Novak, I'm the executive director of your foundation.
Wait, what?
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind coming into the office tomorrow.
I have an office?
No.
Molly, come in here, girl.
We're not used to meeting celebrities.
I'm not a celebrity.
Yes, you are. You're like the most famous cheated on woman on the planet.
Hi there.
Let's be honest. You only showed up today because you got divorced.
I never did the work to find out who I am. It's really, really scary.
I'm sorry. I don't really care about any of that.
Wow. When I said that to Oprah, she gave me one of the biggest hugs.
What do you think about Molly's foundation?
It's a bit more complicated than organizing a cocktail party.
I need to prove I have substance. I'm the reason they made the dress code. I am so excited to save the world together. I'll see you tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Actually, Friday, there's a thing in St. Bart's I might want to go to, but definitely next week.
Yeah. Surprise!
Look at us, two new besties.
A part of me wants to hate you, Molly, but you pull us together and you made us better.
Oh, I think I'm gonna cry.
Heads up, there's a pretty good twist in the finale. So whether you're staying inside to beat the late summer heat or looking to start cozy season early with an easy binge, Loot is sure to do the trick. The first season is streaming now on Apple TV+. Ever wish you could just shut work out of your mind after hours? Well, our next pick takes that idea to the extreme. It's Severance, starring Adam Scott as an office worker who agrees to separate his work memories from his personal memories. Technically, this Emmy-nominated series is a drama, but we've included it here because it takes the workplace comedy trope and runs with it into dystopian Black Mirror territory. Scott and co-star Patricia Arquette recently spoke to EW about what it took to create the eerie world of Lumen Industries.
You know, what was also fascinating to me as an actor was, like, we picked up Rickon's book. There's, like, many, many pages already written. Or if I'd ask about Kier and the backstory and the spirituality, kind of early Kier methodology, I would get so much information.
Yeah.
And on the set, you would open a drawer and there would be all of these incredible props that you probably would never see. But as an actor, you had them, and then if you needed to use them in the scene, there they were. It was just really amazing.
It really, you're right. It was a complete world that we were stepping into as far as just stepping on the set. There was really nowhere you could turn where you'd see any cracks in the facade. It was complete, which was incredibly helpful. Kat and her team were incredible, and they those keyboards that you were talking about, Zach and Britt and John and I had to actually refine those numbers. There actually is a computer program this incredible team came up with inside of those ancient, those specifically designed but retro looking computers. And so the actual process of refining the numbers was something that we sat there and did for hours and hours, and we all became pretty good at it. But the trackball that's on the computer itself is ergonomically really awkward. So if I feel like if we had to shoot one more week, we all would have gotten this bizarre carpal tunnel in a new part of our hands.
The full first season of Severance, which heads into next week's Emmy Awards with a whopping 14 nominations, is streaming now on Apple TV+. When that school bell rings, you know some laughs are coming your way. Our next recommendation is the year's standout comedy, Abbott Elementary. The ABC series was created by and stars Quinta Brunson as Janine, a second grade teacher who, along with her ill-equipped but well-meaning coworkers, try to enrich the lives of their students and be the best teachers they can be. Here's Quinta discussing queer representation on the show in EW's Awardist Roundtable.
So originally when I came up with the idea, there was actually one more character that I had in it. She was a queer character, a queer teacher. After the first round of development for Abbott, it felt like there were too many main characters. One kind of had to go. So Blair went, and the ones you see who are still with us stayed. I had the feeling that I wanted to have, the queer representation with one of our characters. And I always thought that Jacob as a character would be next in line for that. And before we started fully writing the first season, I brought that into play. And, all of our writers agreed. Then it was a conversation with our actor, Chris Perfetti, because that wasn't there when he auditioned. So I wanted to make sure that that was something that he was okay with. And he was absolutely down. And it's something we kind of knew from the moment we started the writer's room. So in a way, it was always there, but it wasn't. It just kind of came about for his character when we started writing, like episode 2.
Tyler James Williams and Lisa Ann Walter also star in the delightful comedy, which is nominated for the Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series and will be back for season 2 on September 21st. The first season of Abbott Elementary is streaming now on Hulu. Trivia. It's trivia time. Abbott Elementary was created by comedian Quinta Brunson, who said the show is loosely based on her mother's 4 decades spent as a public school teacher in Philadelphia. The show is named after one of Brunson's elementary school teachers, Joyce Abbott. But the show was almost named something else. Which of the following was considered for the title of Abbott Elementary? Was it Lincoln Elementary, Harity Elementary, or Brunson Elementary? Stick around for the answer. And our top pick, What to Watch, will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, the creepy clown thriller It premiered in 2017. Pennywise, the dancing clown, has come to terrorize the small town of Derry, and he's hungry for young blood. Bill Skarsgård, Finn Wolfhard, and Jack Dylan Grazer star in the hit remake. Get your spooky season started right and stream it now on HBO Max. Number one. We're taking a quick trip across the pond for our number one pick, Ted Lasso. The hilariously heartwarming Apple TV Plus comedy series stars Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso, a bright-eyed and optimistic coach of AFC Richmond, a football team with lots of talent and a small yet mighty fan base. Hannah Waddingham plays the team's reluctant owner, and Brett Goldstein plays the top player on the team. They recently sat down with EW for 3 rounds and revealed that while filming season one, they didn't think anyone would watch the show.
I remember you and I having a little conversation about...
No one will watch it. It's on Apple TV. People don't have Apple TV. No one's going to watch this.
Yeah, behind the craft truck.
Sure.
Didn't we?
I thought no one would watch it.
You and I were like, it's been so nice that we've all got to know each other.
We've had a lovely time
and
no one's
going to watch it.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
People didn't know how to get Apple TV.
Yeah,
my parents didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And they kept asking me, how do we get this show? I was like, I don't really... Even if it was amazing, no one's going to watch it.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's that thing of once you see it all beautifully spliced together, you're like, oh, my God, I'm in something that's really going to change things. Because I don't like watching myself in things.
Sure.
So I was zipping through me, getting to all this lot and thinking... Oh my God, for the first time ever, I'm a fangirl of something that I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out that, just like on the show, all you need to do is believe. Seasons 1 and 2 of Ted Lasso are streaming now on Apple TV+. Trivia. And finally, the answer to today's trivia question. Which of the following was almost the title for Abbott Elementary? Was it Lincoln Elementary, Harity Elementary, or Brunson Elementary? The answer is Harity Elementary. Brunson went to Mastery Harity Charter School as a kid and almost named the show after her alma mater. Earlier this year, Brunson and ABC gave a free book fair to kids at Harity Charter School and a number of other underfunded elementary schools across the country. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.